Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and if you have a Bible question or some life issue you'd like to discuss, we have an open line for you right now at 844-322-2742. That number good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Thanks, Bob. Jesus said this, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, the Pharisees answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? Now, Jesus replied, very truly, I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Great passage of Scripture, and it really shows the nature of the freedom that you and I have in Christ Jesus. We were slaves to sin, and Paul talks a lot about that in Romans 6. We've looked at a lot of those passages this particular month, but here Jesus is really bringing it all together, that he himself is our freedom. And if he set us free, we're free indeed. Yeah. And so the question out there to our listeners, do you know the freedom that Jesus Christ is talking about here? Are these just words to you, or have you actually gone free through your faith in Jesus Christ? And if so, it's the truth that has set you free from the lies that once held you in bondage. This is an important passage, and Andrew, it really is kind of the heart and soul of real ministry, isn't it?
Yeah, and it also reminds me that, you know, we are slaves to something, one way or the other. Even after salvation, the Bible calls us slaves of righteousness. And it's a oxymoron there, Bob, because, you know, we're slaves of righteousness, yet we're free because of that. How could we be free from being a slave to righteousness? Well, when you've got fulfillment and you're finally firing on all cylinders and you're working like a human being is designed to function, and you've got the life of Christ in you, and you're experiencing that contentment and joy and fulfillment from him, then that slavery to righteousness is really just a return to God's original design. I mean, the way that Adam and Eve were designed to function, not producing sin, not being addicts of sin, but really expressing the life of God. And here we are in Jesus Christ with an opportunity to function even better. I mean, function as in the way that humans are designed to function. So, you know, nobody, I know we toss around free will, free will, free will, but in a sense, is anybody really experiencing free will if they are a slave to sin? We show up on this planet and we're slaves to sin. We're addicted to it. We can't get away from it. And yes, we can call out and say, God, rescue me. Yes, we can call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. But until that moment, we are completely bound up in sin, whether we realize it or not. We can have good-looking sin, well-adjusted sin, philanthropic sin, but it's still sin. And then we're placed in Christ, and we become influenced, inspired, and motivated by something else. We've got to be connected to something, and now it's Jesus. We're slaves of righteousness, and because of that, we're free like never before.
Yes, indeed. And that's the freedom that we want you to experience as a believer in Christ. If you have questions about freedom, what it looks like, how to truly experience it, we want you to call us on today's broadcast, 844-322-2742. This is one of the most important topics that we can talk about. You and I have been set free. It was for freedom that Christ did set us free. Let's talk about what that looks like. So call right now. Again, the number, 844-322-2742.
Good in the U.S. and in Canada. And friends, if you've ever wondered how the Christian life is really supposed to work, if you're just burned out, beaten up, and knocked down, trying to be the best Christian you can possibly be, well, there's a better way. than that daily struggle. We invite you to Simply Grace, a live seminar featuring Bob Christopher, designed to strengthen your faith in who Jesus is, what he's done for us, and how we can live daily in his love. No matter where you live in the United States or Canada or elsewhere in the world, we invite you to Simply Grace. That's coming up Friday evening and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, right here in Lewisville, Texas. All the information, in fact, is online at basicgospel.net/events. Again, that's basicgospel.net/events for information on the September Simply Grace Conference. We would love for you to be a part of that.
Yes, indeed. Well, in the meantime, let's go to Hutchinson, Kansas, and talk to Tracy. Hi, Tracy. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Oh, doing fantastic. So glad to hear from you again. What's on your mind today?
I've been talking to some people, and in my own mind, I've come to a misunderstanding, but when you think of the Ten Commandments and what it leads us to Christ, that we couldn't do it on our own. And then when you accept Christ, that he fulfills that, that people say, well, that's really something that's not important, but I think it is. I think that's something, the Ten Commandments is something that leads you to the one that gives you salvation, but it's also a piece of you that is placed in your heart and your mind now. And so I just want to know, can you share with people the meaning of that, because I sometimes, you know what I mean? So yeah.
Yeah, well, Tracy, I think we can
focus on Jesus.
Yeah, Tracy, I think we can help you quite a bit on that. As far as the Ten Commandments, that had a purpose. It was external in nature. And when we come to Christ and we're in this new covenant, we have laws written on our hearts, but it's not the Ten Commandments. It's the laws of faith and love. So this faith in Jesus Christ, that's what's been inscribed inside of us. And then as we walk by faith, then that's going to be manifested in love for others. So that supersedes, that's higher than those laws written on stone. So we have to recognize that those laws written on stone were fulfilled in Christ. And the only thing that they could say to us were words of condemnation, judgment, and death. Well, Christ stepped into our shoes and took those words, took those sins, took that punishment upon ourselves so that we could be released to live in a brand new covenant that is spirit-led from start to finish. And, Andrew, this is the heart and soul of freedom that we've just talked about.
Yeah, exactly. 1 John chapter 3, it says, this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. And then two chapters later, it says his commandments are not burdensome. So, you know, we're real tempted. Anytime we see the word commandment or command, we're real tempted to think of Moses. We read about commands in Corinthians. We read about commands in 1 John. We read about this word command or commandment in the New Testament. And we're thinking of maybe when we were in Sunday school growing up and learned about the Ten Commandments, learned about Moses, or just hearkening back to that Old Testament life. And yet that's not what commandment means for us as New Testament believers. We need to know, as Bob said, something has been etched on the lining of our hearts. We've got this faith in Jesus and this love others as he has loved us. And that is the core of what Christ is up to as he lives inside of us. So that's why, you know, I'm telling people, hey, you know, you can be yourself and express Jesus at the same time, because you don't have to be afraid of your heart. Look what's written there. You don't have to be afraid of yourself. You're the new self with new desires inside of there. So go ahead and be yourself and depend on Jesus. You're a new creation. You're united with him. You are on God's team. And we don't have to be thinking about 600 ways to live. Really, there's one way to live. His name is Jesus. And what he's doing in us is reminding us to put our faith in him, to trust him moment by moment, and also to love others just like he has loved us. So wake up every day, soak in that love of Jesus, fix your eyes on him, be who he made you to be, and express him at the same time. And Bob, that is some beautiful freedom every single day.
That is freedom. So Tracy, does that help clarify that for you?
Yes, it does. It actually helps me with others because I was along the lines of what you're saying, but I needed others to share with me what I was feeling and not be like a lone person with so many others saying other things to me. I wanted to know the truth from others to see if they see what I saw.
Yeah.
And you guys answered the question perfectly. I thank you for that.
Well, Tracy, thanks for calling. We sure appreciate you and look forward to hearing from you again. And hopefully you'll come and join us at our conference September 6th and 7th. We'd love to see you again.
All right. I'll do my best to do that. I will.
Well, we would do it by faith, Tracy. You'll have better results.
I know.
Okay.
That is right.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Tracy.
Yeah, once again, all the information on the conference coming up early September, you'll find it at basicgospel.net/events. That's basicgospel.net/events. Well, right now, about 10 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast. If that's what time it is where you live right now, we'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. Open lines for you right now. In the meantime, this call came in, guys, overnight.
Good evening. My name's Rick, and I have a question that my grandson, who is not yet 8 years old, asked me the other day when we were discussing the rapture and everything else. He said, "Pa, if only Eve had sinned, would there still be sin in the world?" And I was a little lost how to ask him. And so I answered him. I said, "Well, we don't play the what-if game with God. It did happen, and he knew it was going to happen. But I was wondering if you had an answer to that question for my not-quite 8-year-old grandson. Thank you."
Well, Andrew, I think Vic gave a pretty good answer, don't you?
Yeah, and what a question, too, from an 8-year-old. I mean, that's interesting. You know, it's not one that we've handled before on a regular basis, at least, that I can recall. But the reality is that, you know, sin entered into the world because sin entered into humanity. Humanity made that choice. And whether it's female humanity or male humanity, you know, there's nothing magical or better about female over male or vice versa. What we see is that Satan had a sales pitch, and Eve and Adam were suckers for that sales pitch, and they decided, you know what, we're going to go rogue, and we're going to go independent, and we're going to go our own way, and we're going to be able to forge some new territory here in the spiritual realm. We're going to be just like God. And so if Eve had done that all by herself, well, lo and behold, humanity would have been tainted forever, and we'd still be in a predicament. So, you know, I guess you'd also have to say, would Eve live the rest of her life having not influenced anybody else? Well, sin doesn't work that way. Sin seems to get in the little crevices everywhere in humanity and in this sinful world. So Satan was up to no good. We would still need rescue, and that rescue is still Jesus Christ in any scenario like that.
Yes, indeed. Well, Vic, thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. Andrew, you know, your ministry and Basic Gospel are very closely associated with you on the broadcast, you know, on a regular basis and serving on the board of directors. So you're very familiar with the financial needs here at Basic Gospel. Talk to our listeners a little bit about that need.
Well, how often do you get to come alongside a ministry that is focused on Jesus every single day? Do you not notice that, you know, we're talking about the cross and the resurrection and the indwelling life of Jesus, and we're not answering Bible trivia questions about random things as much as we are really helping humans get connected with Christ and understand the fundamental need? And, you know, people are getting saved through Basic Gospel. People are growing in Christ through Basic Gospel. We're not about politics. We're not about peripheral issues. We are looking at the core message of the gospel and seeing that penetrate people's hearts and change people's lives. That is a normal day at Basic Gospel. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for those out there listening, if you haven't partnered with us and you would like to, well, let me tell you, that means the world to us to see someone new come alongside. And so you can can go to basicgospel.net and donate right there. If you become a monthly partner with us, that allows us to make decisions that enable even more people to hear the good news. So whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly gift, Bob, you know what it's like to hear the news that someone new has come alongside and joined our team. And so I hope that people will do so today and contribute to Basic Gospel.
I do too, Andrew, and thank you for those words. And friends, you can go right now to basicgospel.net and you can click that big, broad donate button right there on the homepage and partner with us, as Andrew said. And for those of you who support Basic Gospel with a gift this month, as a matter of fact, by midnight tonight, you're going to receive the audio, the video, and the booklet called Living Life on the Edge, a wonderful series by Bob Christopher. Request your copy when you make your gift to Basic Gospel. As I said, midnight tonight is the cutoff, so don't miss this opportunity to have this excellent series. Click donate at basicgospel.net and request your multimedia copy of Living Life on the Edge. Again, donate at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. We had this question from one of our YouTube watchers today. B asked, so what does that look like? And she's talking about freedom in Christ as it relates to upholding God's standards. So what are God's standards for us as believers, and how do we go about upholding those, and how does that fit into this message about freedom in Christ? I think that's a very good, insightful question.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I would say let's not picture ourselves holding up a standard as if we're under some weight of it and trying to lift it and maintain it and sustain it. Let's talk about fruit bearing. That's what the New Testament talks about in regard to lifestyle and attitudes and actions. It's all about bearing fruit. So now let's work with that. How do we bear fruit? Well, we bear fruit because he's the vine and we're the branches, and the branches cannot produce fruit. So you talk about upholding standards. Well, we can't uphold standards. We can't bear fruit apart from the vine. So it's a focus thing, Bob. For me, I see it as we can be distracted in trying to improve ourselves and fix ourselves and live up to something as we exert our human effort and try to jump through religious hoops and watch out for what other people are going to think of us, what are they going to say at church, and all that stuff can be our motivation. Or we can say, you know what, all that just burns me out and dries me up, and I've figured out that this is a relationship. It's a personal connection with Jesus living inside of me. So I'm not focused on tablets of stone. I'm not focused on religious standards. I'm focused on the Spirit of Christ living in me, and then I'm going to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Notice it's not the fruit of the law. It's not the fruit of human effort. It's the fruit of the Spirit. So we're, you know, the bottom line is trust. It is trusting that Jesus lives in us every moment, that he's enough. He's never going to lead us into sin. His character is worth displaying. So let's put our confidence in him every moment, and that's how we bear fruit.
Yeah, and two passages that I think might be helpful in this regard as well. You know, the standard really is perfection. The standard is Jesus. And in Hebrews 10:14, we see this: for by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. So God has already delivered us to the end goal. We're exactly where God wants us to be. And that's a place of rest in Jesus. So we're already there. As far as God is concerned, the righteousness of the law has already been met in us. We have been made perfect in Christ Jesus. And then in 1 John, it says that in this world, we are like Jesus. That's some pretty good encouragement right there, that we've been made perfect by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And because Christ is alive living in us, because we've been joined to his Spirit in this world, we are like him. So let's just live out who we are, these realities, and that everything else is just going to take care of itself.
Absolutely. B, thanks for reaching out to us. Somebody else that does, if you are on YouTube, guys, is Steve. He says a lot of pastors and theologians explain that we can choose not to remain in God's love if we fail to keep his commandments. He says this sounds like another oil-vinegar mix of old and new covenants. That's the question from Steve on YouTube.
Well, yeah, what's going on there is that folks are taking the word abide, and then they're using an alternate translation of remain, and then they're making remain into something that we work hard at, because you got to work hard to remain, you know, like with the IRS, you remain in good standing at your workplace, you remain in good standing as long as you do your part. Well, that's not what that word means for us. I mean, abide means live. And how is it that we come to live in Christ? How is it that we abide in Christ or live in Christ? Well, he transferred us. The Bible says it is by his doing that you are in Christ Jesus. So he transferred us out of darkness and put us in his kingdom of light in Jesus. So that's how we live in him. That's how we abide in him. That's what abide means. It means to dwell in or live in. And we got placed there by God. And then he says, nobody can snatch you out of my hand. Nothing separates you from the love of Christ. I will never leave you, never forsake you. So we need to know that that abiding is permanent. And as far as those commands, well, just 20 minutes prior, we spoke about what those commands are. And it's faith and love, and they're written on our hearts. So I love that God has cemented us in. I mean, he has firmed up this relationship. He has drafted and signed the contract on both ends. We've got the two unchangeable things that secure us, God and God. So guys, I don't have to wake up every day wondering if I'm going to remain or wonder if I'm going to abide. I can say I'm in Christ, and that in Jesus relationship is a forever relationship.
Yes, indeed. Well, a quick question from Lisa. She says, I have a close friend who tells me if we pray and believe hard enough, the things that we ask for will happen. Sick people will get healthy and so forth. And she claims the Bible says that there will be bigger things happening now than when Jesus rose from the dead. When I say grace is all we need, she says, yes, but there is more. So I don't know what to tell her. That's from Lisa, who views on Facebook.
Yeah, well, guys, you know, there are a lot of things we can focus on, and trying to speak things into existence is really not one of them that should be on our radar. I mean, I know what folks are talking about where they say, well, if you ask anything in Jesus' name, then boom, it's going to happen. So, you know, I want all my stocks to rise by 500% in Jesus' name. I want a Lamborghini in Jesus' name or a mansion. Is that the way it works? Is that 5 minutes of living on planet Earth will tell us differently? So what's going on there? Well, in Jesus' name means it with his agenda and with his heart. And so when we're praying something that's in line with Jesus, that's in line with his heart for us, well, of course, he's making that happen. What is that? Well, it's all about knowing him, bearing his fruit, and that is what is on God's heart for us. So guys, in Jesus' name means in agreement with his spirit, in agreement with his heart.
Yeah, well, thank you, Andrew. And as always, thanks for being a part of the broadcast. We appreciate you and your keen insights. And listeners, this freedom is yours in Christ Jesus. We want you to experience it. That's why we've produced this resource for you this month, Living Life on the Edge. Request a copy. It will make a difference in how you look at God, how you look at one another, how you handle all the things that the world throws your way, and how you handle all of those pesky desires of the flesh. I'm telling you, it will give you a sense of victory and power and peace. So request your copy today.
Absolutely. We have, it's a three-media deal, audio, video, and the booklet, Living Life on the Edge. And it's yours, as Bob said. If you donate by midnight tonight, that's the cutoff for this particular offer, midnight tonight. And so go online to basicgospel.net and make your gift. A reminder also that we have live streams going out to Facebook and YouTube every day. We want you to be a part of the growing number that join us really inside the studio so that they can see, as I said, our smiling faces here. Sorry you can't see Andrew today, but maybe he'll come into the studio with us one day soon. But anyway, Facebook and YouTube, live video every day. I want to remind you, if you have a call or a question overnight, give us a call at 844-322-2742 or drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Andrew Farley and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time, same station. We'll see you then. Bye-bye. We'll